Knutson, transgender lawmaker Sarah McBride says he is ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church. By Hannah Knutson on April 20, 2026. Transgender lawmaker Representative Sarah McBride, DDA, said he is an ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church. McBride, a man formerly known as Tim who now claims to be a woman, spoke about his status as an elder in the left-leaning Presbyterian Church USA. I am an ordained elder in the Presbyterian Church. I can do weddings, I also perform communion. That probably makes some right-wingers' heads explode. He stated, bragging about his supposed ability to bother others with his unbiblical status. However, that status as an elder is simply a symptom of the unbiblical nature of the left-leaning Presbyterian Church USA. PCUSA, arguably the most liberal branch of the Presbyterian Church. It claims to stand for justice but ignores basic tenets of God's perfect and original design, such as marriage, a representation of Christ in the church, remaining between a man and a woman. The PCUSA also states that it must protect the planet from climate change, another leftist political trope, as well as seek justice for immigrants, the LGBTQIA+ community, and people of color, listing off buzzword after left-wing buzzword. By engaging in those issues from a biblical perspective, the church recognizes God's sovereignty over every aspect of human life. It writes, ironically ignoring God's sovereignty over basic tenets of life, such as determining which biological sex a human is born as. Despite that claim, the church makes it clear it remains dedicated to affirming delusions rather than earnestly seeking God's help in addressing serious and life-altering mental disorders. Ultimately, PCUSA is one of many self-described Christian denominations that equate the love of Jesus with affirming many human whims, feelings, or culturally accepted practices that are simply not biblical, ultimately failing to submit to the authority of Scripture while simultaneously claiming to do so. As another example, PCUSA also endorses a woman, or as they state, women and pregnant people, murdering her unborn child, made in the image of God. PCUSA states, just days after the U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling striking down Roe v. Wade in 2022, the General Assembly passed a resolution affirming that women and pregnant people are full moral agents, created in the image of God. Recognizing that God alone is Lord of the conscience, we support their moral capacity to decide whether to continue or end any given pregnancy. In other words, the PCUSA is suggesting that sin, murdering an unborn child that God knit together in a mother's womb, is only sin if one feels convicted about it. It continued. That same General Assembly approved a report examining disparities experienced by black women and girls, which directly addresses reproductive justice, including the right to have a child, the right to parent a child in a safe and healthy environment, and the right to have access to needed resources, including quality medical care and a living wage. The Assembly also has acknowledged that reproductive health extends beyond abortion, supporting access to contraceptive care and recognizing that Christian moral and ethical concerns about abortion should be considered within broader conversations about human sexuality, fertility, reproduction, contraceptives, and parenting. This would hardly be the first time McBride has tried to make waves, recently accusing Republicans of debasing themselves for attention. What I've come to realize over the last year is that for many of the folks that you see taking up oxygen on the other side of the aisle, in particular, it's not in pursuit of a rational goal, he said during a discussion on Pod Save America, where he concluded that members of the GOP are addicted to wanting attention. McBride continued. They find themselves going viral, and as is the case with many addictions, they will debase themselves and inflict collateral damage on anyone else in pursuit of that next high, and it's the same strategy that I employed before. But it's a different understanding. Because in the context of people coming after me early on, my job was not to take the bait. Many across social media were quick to point to the irony of McBride, a biological man pretending to be a female, accusing others of debasing themselves for attention.